are up to the bracha of Refa'enu. So as we spoke out last time, the order really should have been Slach Lanu, then Refa'enu. But we threw in the bracha of Geula in the middle, because it's supposed to be, Geula should be the seventh bracha, because Geula is related to Shemitah, which happens in the seventh year. That's what the Gemara in Megillah says. And therefore, we divided the bracha of Slach Lanu from the bracha of Refa'enu with Geula. But let's not forget that the bracha of Refa'enu is related to the bracha of Slicha. Now, in order to properly understand this bracha, we have to have a hashkafa a little bit about what, before we can ask for refuah, we have to know the hashkafa about why do we get sick in the first place. Why would Hashem make someone sick if Hashem's always doing things for our benefit? So, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, and it's also a Gemara somewhere else, in Megillah. No, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Ein Yisurim B'Lai Avayn. And a Gemara in Brachos that the same idea. That means that the Iker purpose of refuah, of a makkah, of getting sick, is because it's really for our own benefit. It's a response to some sort of spiritual ailment, and it manifests itself in a physical way. Now, really, therefore, the primary way that a person would engage in refuah is through tshuva. However, and the Ramban says that a true Oyved Hashem on the highest level would never have to seek a doctor. And that was like the Stipler and other people, they held on that Madrega. And even the Netziv, so he says, according to that, what was the purpose of doctors? So the Netziv says, the purpose of the doctor was to tell you which part of the body is the pain coming from. Because you feel a pain in your leg. Is that from your leg? Is that from your chest? A lot of times you don't know where the pain is from exactly. But once you detect what's the source of the pain, then you're supposed to do tshuva about what aver that came from. Now you know where the problem came from. Now you can do the proper tshuva. That's what the Netziv says. The ikar refuah, the ikar going to the doctors to determine where's the machla coming from. And now you can do tshuva on that aver, on that part of the body. Okay, so like the Gemara says in Saita, that every single part of the body that was part of the Aveira gets punished through the Mayim, right? Now, obviously that's a very high level, and the Gemara says, Mikan Virapa Yirape, Mikan Shinitna, Torah Rishus, La Reife, La Rapais. The Torah did give permission, Rishus, for a Reife to heal. However, the Ramban still says that there was a higher darga, to a higher level, not to seek a roife. Okay, but this is the Ramban says there's a higher level. Now, that being said, let's not forget the Ramban himself was a doctor, right? So, you know, it wasn't an avera. However, there was an issue of, you know, the highest level being not going to a doctor. The Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman brings down from the Vilna Goin a story that the Goin had a Talmud, and the Talmud was sick, and the Vilna Goin went to visit him, and there was a doctor there. And when they got there, he says to the doctor, "Get out of here. Why you have, this guy is my Talmud. He doesn't need doctors." And the Talmudim, they grow, no slouches, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the Chaim V'Lajner and the others. So the Talmidim of the Gra were pretty high-level people. You know, there's a story with the Talmud, one of the Talmidim of the Gra, that he was blind, and he finally got a shidduch. So the Vilna Goin was Mesadik Kedushin. So he's by the wedding. And he's blind. Now there's a halacha that says you're not allowed to marry someone until you see them. Right? Not allowed to just take a shidduch on paper. Okay, done. You have to see the person. So the Vilna Goin says, it's a story brought in the Aliyas Eliyahu. So he says, the Vilna Goin said to his Talmud, says, "Kayei Masha Amru Chazal Asur LaAdam Sheyira Sheikadosh Esisha Atiyarena." You have a din in Chazal. You have to look at the woman, and he all of a sudden was able to see, and he was able to mekayim the Chazal. He restored his koach of vision. So the Talmidim, the Gra that was zoichet to this level of that's what everyone asks about the story. So what happened after the chasen? He got blind again. But the point is, so he goes in and he says, "Doctor, what are you doing here? My Talmidim are on our level. We don't need doctors." So he says, so the doctor says, "Well, why do you think Hashem created doctors? If you don't use doctors, why did Hashem make them?" So he says, "Why does Hashem make chazen? For the goyim to eat it." So the doctor's the same thing. That's the mitzvah with the goyim.
We have to hold him on that level.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Now, even the Chaim Kanievsky, the stipler sent him to doctors. The stipler himself didn't go to doctors. There's a book written by this doctor about Dr. Adler. He's a doctor in Eretz Yisrael, and you would see a lot of the Gedolim. And over there, he says that he tried to treat the stipler, and they brought him into the stipler, and they didn't tell the stipler he was a doctor. They just told the stipler that he's a Baal Bus. And he came, and he started, like, scrounging around and trying to get close enough to give some sort of medical help until you step a couple was going on and I wasn't too happy. But okay. Either way, the point is that even on a lower level, the purpose of getting sick, that Hashem sends us sickness, is for us to be nisar and tshuva. That's for sure. Does that mean that you're gonna do tshuva and it's gonna go away? Maybe not. But it definitely means that the purpose of it is to search and do tshuva.
Is it okay. Specific maisa, or is it
some people will say, okay, so if you have a machla in your eyes, then apparently you got to work on what you're looking at. If you have a machla in your feet, maybe you got to work on where you're walking. If you have a machla with your arm, maybe it's your actions. Some people will tend to get very specific, but most gedolim will just say, you have to do tshuva. It's ma'or you to do tshuva. That's the point. The point should be that you should do tshuva. On what and how, we're not, it's very hard to know, how to respond to that. But either way, even if you're not on the stipler's level, and even if you're not on the highest level, like the Ramban says in Bichur Kosai, you still should be on the level to know that it's supposed to be ma'or you in tshuva. That's the bottom line. Okay?
How do we interpret like children and the golem?
Everybody has something to work on. A child, I don't know. A child, I'm not going to get involved. But everybody has what to work on. So it's supposed to ma'ar us in shuha. Now, that brings us to a question, which is that, well, if you got the refuah and it was for your benefit, then why are you davening to Hashem to get rid of it? Yeah. If you got sick for a reason, so Hashem wants you to learn a lesson. So learn the lesson. But why are you davening to Hashem to get rid of it? I mean, right? I need this. It's for my benefit. So Hashem, if it's for my benefit, why should I ask you to take it away? I need this. Not only that, if it was good for you to take it away, Hashem would have taken it away already without you asking. So obviously you need this for your benefit. So if you need it for your benefit, so what's the purpose of this tefillah? Doesn't make sense. Moshe, if it's for your benefit, so then Hashem will take it away when you're ready to have it taken away. And if it's and if you're not ready, then you still need it. So then,
think of it like you're taking off a bandaid. Either you take it off slow and it hurts as much as you're taking it off, or the mice can take off the bandaid, or you can take it off quick and the pain is as much as possible. You took it off, so I look at it as like you're able to just get to that message that you need to get as quick as possible.
Okay, so ultimately, what you have to say is that part of the tefillah is that we should not only remedy the external sickness, but that we should have the kalim to remedy our internal sickness as well. Now, some say, now the truth is, Reb Chaim Volozhiner asked this kasha in Nefesh HaChaim. He asked this question, and his answer is very complicated. I'm not going to get involved in his answer. But it's an extraordinarily deep and complicated answer. Okay, but Reb Chaim Volozhin. But a pshat, the most simple pshat, as Reb Avigdor Miller says, which is the point is in everything is for us to be aware that there's a lesson, and for us to come close to Hashem and say, Hashem, we understand that it's from you, and we're using the sickness to come closer to you in tefillah. That itself is already a lesson that's kedai to have learned from the makkah, that now you can ask for it to go away. So the mere fact that you're recognizing that the address to turn is Hashem, that itself is already a lesson that you could say, I learned something, Hashem, I'm coming to you. So since I'm coming to you, that itself is already a high level. That already itself is something that I gained a madriga now that I didn't have before. Now the problem with that is that if the person will stop davening after they're good, so now they didn't really learn anything, right? They just used it as a way to get out of it, but they didn't change. The purpose is to that, right? Like the person comes, Rabbi Breiners used to say over the story that the lady came to the rabbi, and she says, I just had the doctor. They're very concerned with some of the things that they saw in the exams, you know, in the scans. And I'm very scared. I want to meet with you about what I could do tshuva on and what I can fix. And, you know, I want to cobble on myself a few things, accept on myself a few things. So she makes an appointment with the rabbi. She said, I'll call you next week to schedule. Fine. And he doesn't hear from her. This, that, the other. So he calls her back. He's like, how's everything? She's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. The test came back negative. Oh. So, you know, the point of it, the point of the scare itself, the point of the getting sick is to be in the tefillah, and the tefillah itself is a way to get closer to Hashem. But this is the background of this tefillah of Refa'inu. Okay, so we start off the bracha Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei Hashem v'nei b'shea, which is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, if you look at the kant, is based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah. We say Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei, Hashem, heal us. Now, obviously, Shmoneh Esrei, we're talking to Hashem. So why do we say Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei? We didn't say that by any of the other brachas. Obviously, we're talking to Hashem. Slach lanu Hashem, ki chatanu. We're asking Hashem for slicha. Okay, so we'll get to the next one. So, Refa'inu Hashem, Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei. So why are we mentioning Hashem? But I think the pasuk pshat is because we're trying to explain to Hashem that we are turning to you in this refuah, because that's the whole point. The whole point is to know, I don't want to just go to a doctor and be healed. Refa'inu, I want the refuah to come from you, Hashem, because the whole point of the getting sick in the first place was to get closer to you, and I want to come to you that you should get me better. So we're specifically saying, Hashem, you send me the refuah, not through a hidden way, not through a different way. Hashem, you yourself, I want the refuah from you. Okay, I want the refuah directly from you. Fine. Now, what does it say? V'nei rafei. Obviously, if Hashem, you're gonna Hashem, send me a refuah and heal me. What's the nei rafei, right? And I will be healed. Obviously. So some say is Hashem, send me the refuah and don't blind me from seeing it. You know, like the famous thing with the guy's drowning, and Hashem, and he goes, Hashem, save me. And first a boat comes, and he says, no, I'm waiting for Hashem to save me first, and then a helicopter. And then he asks Hashem, he says, Hashem, what happened? He says, Hashem, what happened? You didn't send me. He said, I sent you a boat, a helicopter, a ride. Yeah. So don't make it. These are the son of the Vilna Goyen says, that's pshat. Refa'inu, send me the refuah v'nei rafei. I shouldn't be foolish enough to ignore it. Or I should have the money to be able to afford it. Or I should be able to get the, whatever it is. So that's one pshat. But the Sefer, Anaf Yosef, says, the Eitz Yosef in the Siddur, Eitzra Chochma, Eitzra Tefillah, says a pshat from the Zohar. Okay, this is for you. So he says a pshat from the Zohar. Okay? He says like this. I'm going to read the Lashon of the Zohar because it's unbelievable. He says like this. He says, the Zohar asks this kasha. Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei. Kivim da'amah refa'inu mai v'ei rafei. Why does it say it? Of course, heal me and I'll be healed. He says, Kivim da'asya masi manu d'machi. So he says the following. El kol asvasa da'alma b'yada da'kadosh baruch hu. The healing is in the hands of Hashem. Aval is min hain ayada de shlicha. Some refuahs come from a shliach. The is min hain delay its master b'dat shliach. And some of them don't come through a shliach. So that means that Hashem can heal someone in two ways. Either through a shliach or without a shliach. What's the difference? The inun de is master b'yada de shlicha. The ones that come through a shliach. Asvasa inun. They heal you. Aval lezimna mishadim. But the sickness can return. Aval inun de kutsha barichu masi, but where Kadosh Baruch Hu heals himself, hahu mara, that evil, that sickness, lo yishad al almin, will never come back. The alda asvasa delay, e asvasa delays bimar klal. This healing that Hashem does will never come back. Uvegain kach, and that's why we say refa'inu Hashem. Hashem, if you give me the refa'a, not a shliach, the a rafe, then I will be healed forever. Vaday b'loy kitroig or klal, and also I won't get a kitrum because you yourself will be sending it to me. So the Zohar says the ve'irafe is coming because refa'inu Hashem. So that's the refa'inu Hashem. Hashem, either of course I'm talking to Hashem, and of course I know that Hashem, you're going to send me the refuah. But how is it going to be? Is it going to be through you directly, or is it going to be through a shliach? Sometimes you could daven, and all of a sudden the doctors have no clue what happened. Right? The doctors will be like, just disappeared. I don't know what happened, right? The doctors don't have a pshat. The doctors don't really know why this medicine takes care of this sickness. It's like, you know, so sometimes the refuah will come from Hashem. Refa'inu Hashem, if the refuah comes from Hashem, ve'erafe, then I'll be permanently healed. That's the pshat in the Zohar. It's unbelievable pshat. What? Yeah, solid. So, Now the shliach could be a doctor, shliach could be whoever it is, you know. But we always say, my grandmother used to say, "Zol, put the shliach." You know, she would say to the doctors. Yeah, she would tell the doctors, "Zol, design a good shliach. You should be my shliach. You should be the person that I've sent to be a shliach." But according to this, you know, better without a shliach. You know, better without a shliach. Okay. Now that's refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafe. What's hoshi'enu v'nivashaya? So first of all, you have the same thing. You should send us salvation, and we shall be saved. What's hoshi'enu v'nivashaya? Right. If you save us, we'll be saved. Same thing. Also, what do you mean save us? What are we talking about? We just asked for a refuah. Now we're asking to be saved. What are we talking about? So there's two pshatim. There's two pshatim. Some say pshat is that save us, the Rabbi Victor Miller says, it means you should save us from future sickness. So put us in a situation of being healthy. So heal us currently, v'nivashaya, from future health. Okay, give us future health. And that's why v'nivashaya, we should remain healthy. Based on the context of what we said before, others learn, like the Sifsei Chaim and others, that Hoshienu v'nivashaya is you should save us from the emotion, from the refuah and nefesh. You know, like we started off, the refuah, the sickness in the guf, the sickness in the body is a manifestation of a sickness in the soul. So whenever we daven in Mishaberach, we say you should send the refuah and nefesh or refuah and guf, both. Why both? Because the whole point of the refuah and guf is because of the sickness of the nefesh. So if you, it's like if you heal a refuah and guf, right? Sometimes you could heal the symptom, but you didn't heal the actual problem. Right? So in a way, that's not even good. In a way, that's even worse. A lot of people hold that that's even worse. Because if you heal the symptom, now the patient doesn't care anymore. But really, the problem's still there. What do you hold, doc? So it's not kedai to just heal the symptom. You got to heal the problem, right? So therefore, it's the same thing with the refuah hanefesh as well. That you want to heal the underlying issue. You want to heal the underlying issue as well. Refuah hanefesh, refuah haguf. So therefore, here also is. is Hashi'enu v'nivashaya. Don't just send us a refuah, the physical refuah, which in the big picture is like the symptom. You should send us a Yeshua from the problem itself, which is the internal problem. So according to other mefarshim, that's the two levels. Okay, so refa'enu. So the bracha goes like this: refa'enu, send us a refuah, Hashem. I want it to you, ve'eraf, and I'll be permanently healthy. But I still have, that's all symptomatic. Even if you send me the four and the sickness will never come back, but am I really a better person? Did I really solve the underlying problem? Hoshi'enu, you should save us, v'ni v'sheya, and we will be permanently saved from any future makkah because we won't have any spiritual problem anymore.
Any future spiritual makkah, right?
Well, I'm saying both, but I guess, and it will play out that we'll be permanently. So I'm putting together this with Reb Miller, that I'm permanently saved from future makkahs as well. Okay, so this is the buildup of the bracha so far. Pretty, yeah. So Refa'enu Hashem v'neiraf Hashem v'neirasheya. Now Kisihi Lasenu Ata, because you are our source of praise. You are our tehillah. When we look for something to praise, we praise you. That's what tehillah seinu ata. When we look for what to praise, we praise you. So where does that come in? So it's pashut according to this, because if the purpose of there's a lot of different pshatim in this, okay? But in the context of what we're saying is we are using this makkah to say, Hashem, we know that the healing is coming from you. We will praise no one other than you for healing us. And therefore, I understand that I need you to do it for me. And therefore, I'm using the sickness as a springboard to getting me closer to you, which is ultimately the main purpose. So you are my tehillah, Hashem. And another thing is, Rabbi Leib Steinman writes, Kisila Seinu Ata, since we will continue to praise you, that's another motivation for you to heal us. Because after we get better, we're going to continue to praise you. So, not like that lady that once she came back negative, okay, I don't need to do tshuva anymore. It's the opposite. We will continue to praise you even after the refuah. So therefore, we've learned our lesson. We've understood that we have to come closer to Hashem, and we've understood that we need this springboard to get closer to you. Okay? Okay. Right. Don't send me to the grave where I won't be able to praise you. If I'm still alive, I want to use my life. That's another pshat. Right. That's more like when we say also Zochenu L'chaim El Chafetz B'chaim V'Chaser L'mancha Elokim Chaim. I want my life for you, Hashem. So that's another pshat. I'm going to use the refuah for you. That's more general. I'm saying even very specifically, in this sickness, Hashem, this sickness got me to a point that I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you more because of this sickness. Right? And also, I understand that the purpose of this sickness was to get me to do tshuva. And I'm doing that. Okay? So it fits into the general theme of the way we're understanding the purpose of the bracha. Okay?
You actually have a little shift on Lucas Abai. Right?
Now what?
Exactly.
Right. I'm not gonna be able to do anything down there. Right?
Right.
Now, the next part it says, the ha'ale refuah shlema, and send a full refuah l'chol makay seinu. What's this? What's left? What else are we saying now? So some say it means, right, for the rest of Klal Yisrael.
How are you translating the ha'ale?
So the ha'ale is very interesting. The ha'ale, no, the ha'ale means it should come up, which is a very interesting lashon. Come up, therefore. So this goes back to the theme that we said earlier, which is very important. Okay? Chazal say, listen to this Chazal. La'olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makdim refuah l'makah. Hashem always has the healing in the position there before he gives you the sickness. The cure is always there. What's the example? The example was by Purim. Hashem put Esther in the palace before Haman came to power. Because the way out, Hashem always hides the key in the room that you're locked in. So you're never locked in. You can always get out. You just have to find the key. Okay? So what that means philosophically is not just that Hashem has the refuah there before the Makkah. It means that Hashem wants you to get out. If I'm locking you in a room, but I left the key inside, what does that tell you? It tells you, I don't want you to stay locked up. I want you to get out. If Hashem gives you the refuah before the Makkah, what that means is Hashem said, I don't want you to be sick. I want you to get better. You just have to find it. You have to find the refuah, but it's there. So you got to make sure that you find it. Why? Because Hashem wants us to do tshuva. In the way we're learning the whole, in the theme of what we're understanding, we're saying the purpose of the sickness is to burn us in tshuva. So Hashem wants us to do avarice? No, Hashem wants us to do the tshuva. So Hashem wants us to get better. So he's just like, you have to look harder to find it. So the lashon of ahale refuah is unbelievable. Bring up the refuah. Means the refuah is there the whole time. Just bring it up. Make it, right? It doesn't say create the refuah. It's there already. You just have to bring it up so I can see it. So Hashem, bring up the refuah for me. Make it that now I've reached the point that I don't need the sickness anymore. I've done enough tshuva. I've understood that it's totally new. So bring up the refuah and make it heal l'chol makos seinu, all of our makos. Which, by the way, the fact that we call a sickness a maka also fits with this theme, because a maka is like the mitzvah got makos. A maka is not like a punishment. It's like a punishment more than just a sickness, right? A maka is to teach you a lesson. So the sickness is like a maka, but you gotta learn the lesson. So Hashem halei refuah shleima l'chol makaseinu, for all of our sicknesses. So what are we adding with this? So what we're adding is Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes that it's l'chol makaseinu, even the ones that didn't come yet. Others say it means that we're adding on even the rest of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Right, so it makes sense that we're adding on Klal Yisrael at this point. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, could be. That makes sense. Okay. I think some say like that. Okay.
Or maybe it's also the makas that maybe haven't reached its shear that maybe would turn into a full maka. So that's if something dwelling within us that is building into an illness. So let that be. Get that before it turns into a real problem.
Okay. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky adds also that could be makoseinu means a maka that we got from someone else. Not just a sickness. Someone hit us. Someone did something to us. So even the things that come from other people, also not just naturally, a person got into a car accident, you know, so other unnatural sicknesses also you should heal us from. Okay. Then we say, ki kel melech roifei ne'mon v'rachamon ata. Five terms we say, Hashem, there are five midos that you have that you could provide us a refuah with. You are a kel. We said kel is the midah of toiv. Hashem provides the ultimate toiv. He's a melech, which means he has the access to all the refuahs. He's a roifei, so he knows how to heal. He's a ne'eman. Ne'eman means that his healing will be permanent. And rachaman is that he'll do it with rachmanas. So he'll do it with mercy. Okay? So you want all those midos. Then we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Reifei Choylei Amoy Yisrael. Now this is very schwer. Because, what? What?
It's amazing, we're just slicing up this whole, there's a message in the
edit. Yeah.
You said, okay, heal us. There's so many things to say in this.
Right, no, it's unbelievable. Reifei Choylei Amoy Yisrael. Why are we saying Yisrael? Hashem heals even non-Jews. Most of the other brachos in Shemoneh, we don't say Yisrael. It says, Choynin Hadas to Yisrael. All right, to the Tshuva of Yisrael. right? Mevarach Hashanim of Yisrael. We say in the morning, Rofei Chol Basar Mafli Lasis. Every time we say Ashayata, Rofei Chol Basar Yisrael. So here's the thing. There's a few answers to this question. Okay.
Isn't there a chilek between when a yid gets sick is the shama, where a guy is not to do tshuva, but when a guy gets sick?
Right. So.
It's a chilek.
Exactly. There's a chilek. By a yid, there is no tachlis in the sickness itself. There's no purpose in the sickness itself. What? By a yid, the tachlis is to get better. By a yid, the whole tachlis is to get better. By a goy, love dafka, the tachlis is to get better. The tachlis sometimes is to be sick. Maybe it's for us to see it or to punish him. Love dafka, the point is for him. By Klal Yisrael, the Hashgacha Pratis is such that the purpose is always for the Refuah. Okay? So, the Roife, Hashem, you're a special Roife that you planted the Refuah for us beforehand, like we said before. The ultimate purpose is for our Refuah. That's a Gemara in Megillah. This is the way Rav Dessler says the Gemara, because the Gemara in Megillah says that by a goy, the refuah is not necessarily before the makom, only by a yid. Because by a goy, there could be an independent tachlis in getting sick. Okay. Now, okay. So that's how the Sifrei Chaim explains. Roifei Cholei Amoy Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is special. Klal Yisrael is a special hanhaga of how Hashem gets us sick. The purpose is ultimately to get us better. And Mamela, we want Him to give us the type of refuah that Klal Yisrael gets. Yep. Which means that ultimately we accomplish the goal of the makkah, right? We were supposed to learn something, and we learned it. Okay. Now, I think he says a pshat. No, so others say chats like this, that again, like you said, the purpose of this thing, of this tefillah, is to mo'ir us in tshuva, right? To mo'ir us to understand the underlying theme behind it. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special hashgacha to Klal Yisrael, and through his hashgacha to Klal Yisrael, right, the refuah comes out stronger, right? The refuah comes out that you can address the not the symptom, but the cause. And that's special by Yisrael. When we're saying in the morning, that's just about the miracle of the body. So Goyim and Yidin, all is the same. So when you're talking about the miracle of the body, it's all the same. So that's when you say Rofei Chol Basar Umatli Lasis. But here what we're talking about, sickness, in this context, is unique to Klal Yisrael. Okay? Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says in Mordechai Zikar Pshat over here. He says that a very big chiddush, but he says that refuas Yisrael ba rak mekadosh baruch aval goyim mesurim lemikra. It means it is a special hashgacha pratis to Klal Yisrael. It's possible that there's certain general hashgacha that Kadosh Baruch Hu made in the world, a general hashgacha, that this medicine will heal this sickness. And that's a teva. And Hashem will be knowing the world according to that teva. So Hashem will be knowing the world for the most part. And if you take this medicine, I'll heal you. Because this is the system I set up in place. But by Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing. There's no system. The system is only because Kadosh Baruch Hu and each individual person sends a special refuah. So therefore, we're asking Hashem, in this Indian, Hashem has a special hashgacha for us, You should heal us the way that you heal a yid, the way that you heal Klal Yisrael, is with a special hashgacha pratis. It's not just, you know, the rules, not just, you know, follow the protocol, but that there's a special rules that Hashem made. He's going to be mashgiach on us in this way. And that's the special hashgacha that we have specifically. Rofei Chayle Amo Yisrael, over here, we're treated in this thing differently than everyone else.
It's like the idea of going to a doctor's office, and you happen to know the doctor, and when you walk in, it's like, oh, okay, it's going to be special. You know, I'm going to.
Right. I'm not going to give you the regular protocol.
Yeah, I'm going to go really in depth because I know you. So
yeah, exactly. That's the muscle, right? And also the way we learned before, we learned that it's not just Rosh Shliach. Send us there for us straight. So that is only to Klal Yisrael. Non-Jews don't get that treatment. So therefore, Rofei Chayle Amo Yisrael Hashem, you yourself heal Klal Yisrael. Everyone else, you sent to Mashiach, but you heal Klal Yisrael. So this is like the Ramban says, that we're the Am Segula. What does it mean, the Am Segula? So everyone translates the Am Segula to mean the chosen people. But it's not really true. What Am Segula, Segula is a treasure. What's a treasure? A treasure is that thing which is so precious to the person that you don't let someone else watch it. You watch it yourself. You can be wealthy and you give all your money to the bank and you have your safe deposit money in the bank. But there's a couple things. Your grandmother's heirloom that you keep at home. You don't deposit that in the bank. You don't trust that with anybody. So the Ramban says that Klal Yisrael is the segula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're his treasure. He doesn't trust us with anybody. So he doesn't even give us over to the natural role, the natural teva. Because Baruch gives a special hashgacha pratis to us. And that's what we're saying over here, and that's what we're davening for in this bracha. Okay.
Shkach.
Shkach.